All right. Hey there, Les Couples Talk fam. It's your girl Lovey, and I am back with you for what we are on to now, episode 4 of the Les Couples Talk podcast, season 2. And I'm joined by a wonderful group of people tonight, and hoping that you can get their take on what's supposed to be one of my greatest episodes to date, because it features that guest I told you all about, that surprise guest I told you all about in the last episode, which was kind of spoiled or hinted to by my wife when she said F.I.L., but whatever.
Maybe y'all got that, maybe y'all didn't.
Yeah, but anyway, so she said it. For those who didn't get it, for those who did, that's fine. F.I.L. is her father-in-law, and that's my dad, who's here with us on vacation in the sunny Florida state.
Sunshine
cool state.
Yes.
And so he's here on vacation with Cynthia, who is joining him on this vacation, and they are here spending this wonderful time with us.
Yes.
At our home. So we are hosting.
They're here from Trinidad and Tobago. You haven't even said.
Right? Yes. They came all this way. I was getting to that.
All right, well, come on.
And then, you know, my dad had to get in there and do his little intro, so I was getting to that.
All right, cool.
But they're here with us, and so this interview basically is with my dad, and, you might hear different perspective, different ideas, different concepts. Listen up, and I hope you all enjoy this one because it's near and dear to my heart. So, introducing all the way from Trinidad and Tobago, the great, the boss.
What?
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Derek.
Archer.
Thank you.
He's here, y'all. He's here.
Right? So this is what our road trip was about.
Right.
We were on our way. Or we recorded episode 3. We should tell you all
on our way to Orlando.
Pick you all up.
Yeah.
And so now they are joining us for episode 4.
Right.
So they're here. So Cynthia, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
And thank you for joining us in our home. And I hope you all are comfortable and having a good time.
Pleasure. It's chilly, but y'all warm and toasty, right? We got you bundled up nice.
Yep. Right.
All right.
Yeah. So, I'm just going to jump straight into it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't waste too much time.
Go.
So, Derek, do you want to, you know, tell the people a little bit about yourself? You know, they know. They don't know who you are. Just whatever you think you want to share, you're comfortable with, just let them know a little bit about you.
Put them on the spot.
Right. That's what I do.
That's all right. My name is Derek Archer. This happened to be the father of Lovey. Proud to be, all the
That's
same.
That's me, all Lovey.
Proud to be, all the yeah. same. As I said, I'm from Trinidad. And I'm here just on a short vacation, enjoying myself.
All right. Okay,
yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Keeping it short and sweet, I see you. Not a problem. And so, what do you think about, you know, your time that you've been here in Jacksonville? You've seen a little bit of it. What do you think about the city of Jacksonville? So, what you've seen so far?
What can I say? I could only say good things so far. You know, Jacksonville has been great. The home is warm and welcome, and you know, I felt very comfortable from day one. From the time they met me at Orlando or in Orlando. I felt at home.
Good.
Very
good.
Much so.
Oh, that makes me happy.
Good, yeah. Good, good. All right. So, would you say over a year ago when I told you what I was going to do, and then I did it, I came here and everything happened, and then I filled you in on certain things. Do you feel now that you've been here and you've seen it with your own eyes and you've experienced it with your own consciousness, do you feel a little more sure or a little more confident in what would have been my decision to leave Trinidad and be here permanently?
Well,
as I say, open forum, keep it real,
You know, me being here doesn't change anything. From the time I found out, or from the time you told me, it is not something that I encourage, but at the same time, I don't discriminate again. So, you know, I love you regardless of what. So I will not say or would never say, hey, because of your lifestyle, I don't want to have anything to do with you. That has never been an issue. Because you and all would realize when you told me it never came down on you or anything like that.
No.
But I said, it's your choice.
Always,
it's your life to live.
Open.
Whatever you do,
support.
I support you.
Yes,
and
your favorite words.
Yeah.
Right? I told you that. This is like whatever you want to do, you know. As long as you're not harming yourself,
even
you're not harming
I don't
anyone.
Like it, I will support you still.
You may not understand it, but you know. And that means a lot to me, so thank you for putting that out there. I mean, I already knew it. And that's something I told her before I came here, something I told her after I came here. Now that we've celebrated 1 year being married, so it's 1 year plus now, as wives. I still tell her that today, that you would still say that if I ask you that question. You know what I mean? So I appreciate that deeply. And so that takes me to within my 36 now.
Yes.
Damn. Within my 36 years now, on, you know, this planet, and you being my father, is there anything that you think you feel comfortable enough now to share that you probably wanted to tell me that you've never said to me that you feel comfortable and relaxed and chilled enough now, wink, wink, to share with me and to share with the community? If it's no, that's also fine.
No, it's not that, you know. It's hard to say, really. There are so many things that probably would come to mind. Right?
I mean, it's where you
what
feel
I have to say. From, well,
it doesn't have to be positive. It could be negative.
No,
whatever.
Listen.
It, you know.
I really do not have anything negative to say.
Right.
At the beginning,
that's fine.
I really wasn't comfortable. Good. And, you know, if we're talking about open forum, it first came to mind, I don't know if you remember the hike we went on. Good.
Which one? That was, the hikes?
Because
we've been on many hikes,
yes,
so help me.
Yeah, the hike when Wendy was there, when we went with Wendy, right, when she came along.
Okay.
Good.
That was only one time.
Yeah,
okay.
It was only one time.
The really long one.
Yeah.
Right.
And
I
that,
would do it to you at the end, yeah.
During that hike, I watch you and I say...
you didn't know then?
No, I didn't
it
know
was
before.
After you asked
yeah,
me?
Yeah, well, I didn't know before.
I thought we were already
we hiking
then.
And I see him, but what the fuck? All of one on is sticking up another woman. So
I hope y'all can understand what is happening here right now. If I need to break anything down, babe, let me know.
I know. I heard it, so I hope y'all heard it.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
He was shocked.
And, yeah, he was shocked.
But
he didn't know they were together.
Right.
Then I felt...
That's my ex, by the way.
I felt embarrassed because my other friends were there. I never knew. I'm telling you.
No, I'm saying, is that why you felt embarrassed?
Yeah, because I didn't know anything. And all my other friends were there. And to see my daughter, you know, kind of up close with another woman...
It was weird.
I mean, if I could see it, I am sure they were seeing it. I know for them to come and ask me, hey, Derek, who is that? And
why did you feel embarrassed? That's what I'm trying to understand. Like, why you felt embarrassed?
Well, I mean, to know my daughter, who probably any father would expect that their sibling attracted to the opposite sex. And, you know, it is not daughters, their children.
Offspring, or whatever, the kid.
Or anybody, any man, any normal man or woman, as they say, would say, well, that is the normal thing. Right, yeah, well, that is the one's view. People say that is normal, but home, there are certain places or certain cultures where it is not normal.
Of course, which is something we have discussed already on an episode.
So when I saw that, I felt embarrassed to say, no, my friends didn't think that my daughter like woman. What do you see and things like that?
Mm.
But after when you told me and, you know, I found out, I really didn't give a fuck about nobody say.
Right. And you did tell me that.
Yeah, because as I say,
and people were talking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
people will do that.
My daughter, I am not happy with what she's doing. But at the same time, as I would tell all of them, regardless of the choices that they make, I may not like it, I may not agree with it, but I would support you in whatever decision.
And that's facts, y'all.
Absolute facts.
That have never changed.
He's always said absolute that.
Tell all of them that.
Consistent right there,
All right. Okay. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate the honesty.
You're most welcome.
Keeping it real and everything. So, okay, you've met my wife. You've met Leslie. You've met the person who's now carrying Archer 2.
Yes. I took on the Archer name.
Maybe you could talk about how you feel about that if you want to. If not, that's fine. But anyway, you met her.
I legally changed my name.
Yeah.
She did. Court.
And I'm waiting for mine to be
processed.
Anyway, so you've met her. No, in person. You all have spoken before and stuff, but meeting in person now. What do you think?
Basically, what do you think? Your daughter-in-law.
You were talking all to it. Sorry.
Yeah. You got
this question is all you.
Yeah, well, I saw her before on the video chat. And I don't know, there was just something about her that I was happy about and comfortable about. And I've said
good energy, babe.
No, I've said, you know, whatever Lovin decides, if that is what Lovin decides, I feel she would make a good choice and I would support her, whatever it is. And I saw you and we chatted a few times and things like that. And I felt like I had already known you before I actually saw you.
Aww. Remember you said that too? Like, it's like you've known each other for a long time. And maybe that's why we didn't need to take pictures when we met up. It was
like,
right, let's go.
Literally,
we're busy, we have things to do. Maybe that's why. We just spoke about that last
night. Literally, that's how it felt.
Yes. When we met in Orlando and, you know, I kind of pushed him aside.
It's a good vibe.
Like,
it wasn't even about me. My dad, y'all, pushed me to the side.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Went to Leslie first. That's what happened. That's real talk.
Real talk.
And it was that's cool, though, because he saved the best for last. So it's fine. But, yeah.
We had to get that out the way.
Yeah.
I never
I'm glad we were able to come to this realization as a team, So, see, put good heads together. What happens, right?
Brilliant.
Feel like I've known her a long time.
So, yeah, that's a good vibe.
Like, I'm tearing up because I'm super emotional. And it wasn't that I was worried about meeting
emo.
You. I know.
No, but on another note, you know, a lot of people or would love to say. You know, my son-in-law, but, you know, honestly, I have no problem seeing my daughter.
Good. When you started calling me DIM, I was like, all right,
I feel
F-I-L.
Good about that. That's cool to hear.
Because when we text and stuff, Dad, just come, your father come off so cool. Like I was telling
and I
her.
I always tell people that about my father.
Like they, how like, she describe you?
They don't believe he's my father, firstly, because
all
of how
I
we
needed
look.
Was to put your face with
right.
what she told
and then
me, and
secondly,
it's exactly the same
when I'm
person.
Like, they look at him and they see this big, tall guy,
he
and they're like, ooh.
Tall,
but it's a gentle giant, basically. You know, he's so cool.
He's
I mean,
a good man. He's
don't get it twisted. He could go 0 to 100 real quick. Right, that's an Archer thing.
Yeah.
But no, I can't. But no.
But he's a gentle
But yeah, he's real cool, and I always tell people that. Yeah. And it just shows for itself. And
I told Laverne, I was like, I have never met a man as awesome as my father. Now, my father, when you meet him, I just feel like y'all gonna click. I mean, I would be shocked if y'all did not. But when I physically met you, I just felt like I was looking at an extension of my dad.
And
like,
she said that today, and I'm like, hold on, no.
The way you love your
that's
kids,
something serious.
And, you know, you're
are you
a man's
sure about
man,
what
and I
saying?
Respect that, and I'm like, you just got a big heart, and it shows in all your kids, all of them. So, yeah,
you know, just
in person.
Maybe about a month or less ago, I was telling Cynthia, say, if something happened to me, I don't know how my daughters would have make out. Actually, for
one of them. That's my dad, man.
I love them.
Yes, so we have a nice,
so keep it together
extended family here
now.
Know,
live a long life.
Yeah, of course.
Don't be living all risky or risky or whatever. Just tighten up. Anyway, so this is going to be the last question, and I'm going to wrap it up. I'm not trying to keep you all too long. I know you'll have adult stuff to do. But,
whatever that means.
Yeah, you know, that could be anything. That could be going to sleep, right?
It could be.
Because that's adulting, too.
Yeah, sure.
What advice, if any, or wise words of wisdom would you like to share with Leslie and I? You know, from any perspective you choose, but is there anything you'd like to pass on to us or share with us that we could probably, you know, keeping the family for ages to come.
Well, a relationship is a relationship, you know, regardless of who is between. So the same advice that you would give any couple in terms of sticking it out, there will be rough times. Right? But if you really want it, you don't ever give up.
Right.
Regardless
keep
of
pushing.
What,
you
don't ever give
up.
Sometimes when you think things are at its worst,
that's when it might be the best, though.
Right.
Let's
just
stop for a minute and think about that.
Eventually. But when it's bad,
it's real bad. Cynthia, you want to say anything about that? No? Okay, and that's fine. She's here, y'all, but, you know.
She's in the background
supporting from the sidelines.
Yes.
Thank you.
Stick it out.
I totally get that. And I understand where you're going with
that. I do too.
Because, you know.
My parents basically said the same thing. They were just like, you know, a relationship is a relationship. Y'all got to make it work.
It takes two to tango, right?
Yeah. Put in the work, you reap the reward.
Right.
You come with foolishness, there will be foolishness.
You have to make it work. And then, a couple of years ago, I was telling Cynthia that, you know, a relationship is constant work, you know. Mm. It's not something that you...
Consistency. Didn't I use that word with you recently?
You just start and after. Mm-hmm. You just stop trying because you have to be conscious of it.
You have to keep doing the work.
You have to be trying and trying and trying because sometimes things just get... I wouldn't really say complacent, but...
You get in a routine.
Yeah. And after you may just stop doing
things, you get bored.
But I say you always need to keep at it, keep working at it.
Right. Find ways to keep it interesting.
Don't get dull. And I've always said I don't like a boring relationship.
Right.
Yeah. Like to be boring.
Because you know you are the traveling man.
Always
so,
keep doing different things as well.
Yeah. Right. If it's not travel, it's something else.
But it's to stick to it.
Yeah.
Right. Good.
Because I know I'll have to do some sticking to it as well.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, that's what commitment is about. And as you know, you just preach all those words, so I don't have to say anything back to you on that because you imparting wisdom onto moi. So, I'll take that. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to thank you for having me on this blog.
Podcast. Yeah, he's just now getting familiar with it, y'all. You know,
I am not too computer savvy.
He tries.
Or, as I usually say, I am not too technically inclined.
So when it comes to the social media and things like that,
I don't know much about
but
it.
But he tries.
You know how to snap those pics. Send those messages to us.
Yes.
That's right. You send us a WhatsApp and we got it.
Right.
Call you when I need from you. Right. Yes, thank you.
That's what's important. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Period. Yes.
Okay. But you were saying you wanted to say thank you for... Yeah.
Yes, I want to thank you for being on podcast. First time I've heard about it, as I said.
Right.
And I hope that, you know, you guys tune in and listen and probably give your comments. Tell me where I went wrong. I don't know. I mean, my views may be different than yours. You may agree or disagree.
Right.
But
and that's what
at
I
the same time, At the same time, we agree to disagree.
That's right.
And that's what I do. Open forum is conversation. Yes. At the end, I give everybody the opportunity to to weigh in on the topic. If you're for or against, or you might be feeling both sides. Who knows?
But I want to say as well before I leave, it's a pleasure. I feel comfortable. I feel welcomed, I feel loved, and everything. So I truly and honestly, sincerely in my heart, if I say anything else, I would be lying. So that's just how I feel regardless.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Before we go, she didn't say she want to live in Jacksonville.
Oh,
she likes it here.
But also, I said if I was a little younger.
I love it. It's easy to love. It's beautiful. We've been telling you all that. Well, I would definitely like to say, babe, I was just about to ask if you want to interject. I appreciate both of your honesty. I appreciate your candor. I appreciate that you guys have the wherewithal to be that candid about how you feel. Because I was curious how this whole exchange would really play out.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been married to a woman before. She's never been married to a, we've had those relationships, but it's different when our family has to now ingest our lifestyle. I respect y'all just like y'all respect us. And I appreciate that we have that understanding. And from that, this just is going to be an awesome family. And we're going to have a whole lot of love to share. We're going to have a lot of things to learn from each other. And that's And I'm just elated that y'all feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
When she came here, she had the same reaction. She felt comfortable because if I care about you, your comfort is all that matters to me.
Yeah.
And if I love you, yeah, you're my
same
home.
Same here.
You gotta be cool too.
Right.
So,
we family. Yeah.
But I appreciate that. I've never. I don't even think I've heard. Besides when I told my parents that I was gay, I've never heard another parent talk to another their child about how they felt. So it was interesting to hear your perspective. You said the same thing my daddy said. That's your choice.
That's why I'm a God-fearing man. These questions,
but
you know, those
he
type
loves
of
me.
Ways to get
himself.
You know,
and he's going to support me.
Yeah.
And that's
it's
at the end of the day.
Fine. Yeah.
That's all it's about.
Well, see, not everybody's doing a little shindig. Let me do some. I want to say thank you to everyone who participated. My three participants, my lovely family.
Yeah.
Right? Leslie, Cynthia, Derek. It's all love. And I just want to say thank you to you all for being here and for coming to see me.
Yes.
Thank you for taking the time and
appreciate everything
that it took, money whatever else that
Thank
it would have
you.
Took,
yeah.
you know, time off from jobs or whatever to really be here. I appreciate it. And that y'all feel comfortable enough to be in this space with us and survive for 5 days.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Without all our naughty ways and all. But no, for real, thank you for being here and thank you for being down for this podcast, Derek, and for giving your opinion as real and as open and as raw as fucking possible. I really
thank you
appreciate
for your
that.
Experience.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, I told him about it today. Like, he did not know
podcast.
What it was. He
yes.
found out today and he was down today
yes.
for it. And
Derek,
it's
cool.
blooming now. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to say thank you for that. And this is going to be awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.
I like
appreciate
this
it.
Yes,
yeah.
another great.
Right?
Rack
we
them up.
Do that. Right.
Let
That's
us know what y'all
say.
Think, y'all.
So, yeah, let us know what you think about
Share
this
your
episode. I think I'm calling this one.
What is the name of this?
Daddy's Girls.
Yeah,
but there's like a double,
yeah,
you know, meaning
yeah,
people
yeah.
might think.
And it's still a twofer.
But versus,
right,
like a twofer, yeah.
And his girls.
So, yeah.
His girls.
So, yeah, everybody seems to be in acknowledgement. So, yeah, we're going to that.
Girl.
And thank you all for tuning in to episode 4, season 2 of the Les Couples Talk podcast. You all already know where you all can find me. And as I always say to you all at the end of each and every episode, keep doing and being who you are authentically. Eventually, the right people will see. Peace and love, y'all. Bye. Say bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes.
Right.